The federal government and a group of national business organizations reached an out-of-court settlement this week that effectively postpones the deadline for mandating the E-Verify program. Before the agreement, all employers on federal contract would have to check the Social Security numbers of all their employees by January 15th to ensure they're not illegal immigrants. The date has now been pushed back to February 20th. Milwaukee immigration attorney Jerry Greca says that's good news for employers who oppose the program because the Social Security database it relies on isn't reliable.
So there's a huge concern that U.S. citizens and U.S. lawful U.S. permanent residents will be sort of pulled out of line or refused to be allowed to begin employment with companies based on misinformation.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, a member of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, supports the lawsuit against E-Verify, claiming it is a cumbersome and fundamentally ineffective way to enforce immigration reform. Greca says the postponement of the mandate is an indication that the national business groups are winning the argument against making E-Verify a requirement.
That seems offensive in some way because of the flaws in this system and the fact that the law that originally dreamt up the basic pilot program, as it was called before, was a voluntary program, not a mandatory program.
Greca says there's a growing consensus that once the Obama administration takes office, the government will back off its efforts to impose this regulation on businesses. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.